This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, this is my fault. We're going to the first leg kick, then Zach was IDing stuff. I felt the DBs rotating and changing the back end picture, so when he was IDing stuff, telling the O-line where to go, I was just trying to get that final picture before the snap came. So at the end of the day, it's on the first leg kick, so after I kick my leg up, I got to be ready for the ball, no matter, you know, when it's going to come or not. So, yeah, it's on me.
Justin Fields taking responsibility for the botched snap on the final two-minute drill for the Steelers on Sunday, and joining us now to get into that and all the offensive line related things is Super Bowl champion Trey Essex. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Good morning to you, Trey. Thanks for joining us, buddy. How you doing?
Fantastic, fellas. How about you?
Doing good. Steelers 3-1, trying to keep it all in perspective. I know you were tweeting through, as many people were, that end-of-the-game sequence between McCormick and Frazier and Fields. You heard the description there from Fields. We've all now seen the video. Does that seem to jive? Is that what happened?
So I've talked to some former teammates, some centers, and we discussed this in detail. There are a couple of things. Kudos to Justin either way, if it was his fault, if it wasn't his fault, for stepping up to the podium and taking the blame on his shoulders. That's the sign of a leader. Love that about him, especially when it's a rookie center who's getting a lot of flack, who's been an absolute dog for us this entire season so far. So, and you could tell that he was taking it hard in his post-game interview because he was just, he was all in his emotions. He didn't know quite how to answer. He didn't know what was he understood the magnitude of it. You could tell the kid was taking it hard. So it was great to see Justin step up at the podium and just take the blame. But as I looked at that play, and I overanalyzed it, there are a couple of things that stood out. Mitch McCormick continuing to look back at Justin while the snap was happening made me think, and made a lot of my thing that we discussed, is that it was on the second kick and that Zach might have just been a little premature. This is why we think that, because when you're a rookie and you're in there starting your first game ever, and you know the game is going to be called on silent count, there's one thing that you don't mess up. There's one thing that you're always going to concentrate on, you're going to hone in on, and knowing exactly when that snap count is, when you're responsible for the tap on the center. And so if it was on one, I don't think Mitch McCormick, he would be okay. Like, he wouldn't be looking back. If it was on two, you're locked in because you know that it's on two and you're the one person that is the communication between the center and the quarterback. So from that perspective, we think that it was on two. But it's hard to say. Jess has said that it was on the first leg kick. And the thing that gives me that's kind of odd is the fact that there's that delay that is on the first leg kick, and Justin doesn't know exactly when the center's going to snap the ball. He just has to wait for it. That doesn't vibe with me. Like, it seems like when the quarterback gives his leg kick, he gives the center enough time to make the call at the line of scrimmage, who's the mic, who they're sliding to, and then he gives the leg kick. And then it's a pretty standard snap. Pretty standard time between the leg kick and the snap versus just letting it just happen as a center. That doesn't make any sense to me because the quarterback has to know when the play clock is coming down. And so to leave that much time for that much distance between the snap and the leg kick, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I know I said a lot right there, a little word salad for O-line, but at the end of the day, Justin did what he was supposed to do as the leader of that team. He took the blame, whether it was his fault or not.
Is that a tough task for a rookie guard? And would you, is there an alternate way of doing things? Like, knowing Mason McCormick had that task, but also having to go in at right guard for the first time this year, been playing left guard and rotating a little bit. Is there an alternate way to do that, to have a silent count without having to task your young rookie center and rookie guard of being on the same page with those things?
It's tough, man. And actually, my very first experience, ironically, with not having a silent count was against the Colts in the old RCA Dome. And me at left tackle with freaking Hall of Famer Dwight Freeney lined up against me. And I don't know if y'all remember the RCA Dome and how they apparently had the loudest crowd, but they really pumped music through
that. Yeah, they would pipe that up in there. Yeah.
They would pipe that up. So then, that was in 2005, we had to try to hear Ben's snap count. And I couldn't hear freaking Alifanica talk to me next to my right. And so it came to a certain point where I was going off Dwight Freeney's movement. And that was just, that's a bad, bad place to be in. So all that to say is, yeah, silent count, you need it. Because it gives the O-line at least a semblance of getting off the ball on time. That's the one advantage we have as the offensive line, is to anticipate the snap count and get off before the defense does, so they're not timing it up. I guess college does the hand clap thing, which I've never had that done before, so I don't understand the whole dynamics behind that, and it gives you an advantage. But there's no other way I can think of, especially in a loud environment like the Lucas Oil, is other than the snap count, the silent count.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fam Morning Show. So it's not just the shotgun. It's not just the silent count either. I mean, we've seen the under center problems happen between Justin Fields and Zach Frazier going all the way back into the preseason. Regardless of whose fault any of it is, what do they do to clean it up? And how has it not gotten cleaned up to this point? We're a quarter of the way through this thing now, Trey.
Yeah, it's all about repetition. I mean, they got to get on the same page. That's not a problem we should be having at this point. I know they're both new to one another, but Zach has now been the starting center ever since, week two in the preseason? So they've had a lot of time together. That should be something that should have been – that should be locked in at this point. There's no magic formula. They got to go in and get that thing right, because that's not a problem – that we need to be worried about, and it shouldn't be costing us like it has so far this year. It really hasn't. We've been able to overcome it the first three games, and obviously this fourth game was a big issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Trey, this has to do with Mason McCormick again, but let's do 30,000-foot view and think about, like, positions. Like, how is it difficult to move from left guard to right guard? Like, what are the intricacies? Is there anything different that Mason McCormick, I mean, I know that he played most of the game on Sunday at right guard, but this week he's going to be the right guard. We anticipate maybe Sam Mallow being back at left. How much different is that dynamic left guard and right guard?
The interior switch isn't nearly as hard as the tackle switch, and simply because the stagger that you have at guard is a little bit more, is not as severe as it is at tackle. And what I mean by stagger is when you're at left tackle, your right foot's up and your left foot is back so you can kick step. That's more severe at tackle because you got to cover up more ground. When you're inside, you don't have to take up as much ground on pass sets and coming off the ball. So it's a little bit easier, in my opinion, to switch interiorly because it's more about which plant leg you have. And so if you're more right leg dominant, obviously, then maybe left guard might be easier for you, but it's really not as big of a deal as you would think. But tackle's a lot harder to guard.
How's Broderick Jones looking now? I mean, he got a great opportunity here. You never want to see anybody get hurt, but we were talking on the air about whether or not he would even get a chance this season unless somebody gets hurt. Obviously, Fautanu out for the regular season. What have you seen in these last two games?
I thought he played better against the Chargers. I think everybody saw that. He came out with an attitude, and I think he had a chip on his shoulder coming out with something to prove. He's been reading his reading the criticism, and I think he's taking it to heart. I thought he took a step back in this Colts game. They were going against their backup defensive end, and they got some pressure on him. I know that penalty wasn't called on him on that late hit, but he could have got called for it too. I think his was even after Spencer's was.
Yeah, right.
So, and his was worse because he had to do straight in the back. But, yeah, I think it's getting to him, the criticism and all the noise, talking about how poor he's played. He let Odena Jabo or whatever his name is, the defensive end for the Colts, had two sacks on him. Broderick, he got around the hump on him on one play for one of the sacks. So I thought he took a step back after having a pretty good game against the Chargers. So he has to clean some stuff up because we need him. This is going to be a young O-line moving forward. Hopefully Isaac comes back and solidifies it a little bit. But losing James on the right side, that's going to hurt Broderick because he won't have that veteran presence next to him. And so, I mean, hopefully Mitch comes in and he's on his P's and Q's as far as knowing exactly what he needs to do, because Broderick won't be able to come to him and ask him what this play is or what the snap count is or what am I looking for. He's going to need to be helping Mitch or McCormick get on the same board with the rest of the guys. So his work is cut out for him because he's going to have to step up quick, fast, and in a hurry with James being out and a rookie starting next to him. And so I hope he bounces back, because whether or not Micah's playing or whether – I don't think Lawrence is playing.
Doesn't seem like it now.
This week. But Micah has a chance to play. I mean, either way, they still got some depth on that Dallas Cowboys defensive line, and so we need him to step up quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Trey, really good stuff, man. We always appreciate you coming on. Someone just texted, and I love it when you guys have Trey Essex on. He always gives awesome insight, and man, his intelligence for football off the charts. Well, not just football. I mean, Trey's just a smart guy. That's why we love having him on. Trey, thank you so much, man. Northwestern. You don't get into Northwestern if you're a dummy. It doesn't happen. It ain't WVU.
My daughter's fifth grade homework is giving me some issues.
Best of luck with that, Trey. And thank you for your time as always, man. We do appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Trey.
Take care. Trey Essex. It really is good. I mean, that's just some of the best offensive line talk you're going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.